appreciate that good singing this morning. Take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter number 19. And I'm going to preach about this long. Amen. I tell you, for some reason, boy, my heart's just full this morning. It's a blessing when you pull in the parking lot, and before you can get to the door of the building, you get about 15 hugs. And if that don't soften you, something's wrong with you. Amen. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number, 13. The Bible said, are y'all there? Say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, then were there brought unto him, say the next two words with me, little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. In other words, look up here, we'll read the next verse in just a second. In other words, Jesus was a pretty popular guy, wouldn't you agree? Everywhere he went, there were crowds thronging. I mean, just crowding him. Everywhere he went, everybody wanted a piece of him. And then they brought these little children for the Lord to pray for them. And the disciples, I think they had good intentions. They said, leave him alone. They rebuked the kids and said, no, don't bother him. He's a busy man, blah, blah, blah. And Jesus rebuked them. Are you listening? We're living in a day, and I know I'm on the radio this morning. I don't want to offend any of my friends. But we're living in a day when prominent churches are selling their buses. We're living in a day when churches are deciding that the bus ministry and the children's ministry is not profitable. Well, I just want to say for the record that we're not in it for the money. Because there is no money. It costs money. And as long as we've got breath in our body, as long as we've got ability and strength to go, we're going to bring the children. Jesus said in verse number 14, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. I'm afraid in this modernized, commercialized church as we know it today, they're missing the mark. We're living in a day of this come as you are, live as you are, act like you want, do like you want, just show up and be at church and everybody just be happy. And we've got the idea that that's what ministry is about. I'm afraid it's not. Jesus said that these children are what it's about. He said, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Listen, we have the opportunity. Give me 10 minutes and I'm done. We have an opportunity today to do something that will affect eternity. We have an opportunity. Listen, I know you support the bus ministry. I know you give when offerings are taken. Part of your tithes every week goes to put gas in a bus. Part of your tithes every week puts tires on buses. Part of your tithes every week keeps insurance on buses. There's 160 children out there hearing the gospel right now because of what you do. But we get an opportunity to go beyond the offering plate this morning. We get an opportunity to go spend the day with them at the park. Let me give you three thoughts right fast this morning. We have an opportunity today to love them. We've got an opportunity today to love them. Well, I'm glad way back in the day somebody loved me. I'm glad an old bus worker pulled me up in his lap in his little old single wide trailer and taught me how to tie my shoes when I was a little boy. Yes, sir. Somebody loved me. Somebody love me. You know what they need? They need somebody to love them. Right. Listen, some of them, if we're not careful, we'll put them all in the same basket. Some of them come from good homes. Yeah. Some of them's got mamas and daddies here today who love them very much. Yeah. But some of them don't have that opportunity. Amen. You watch them kids that wants a hug all the time. Yeah. chances are they ain't getting it where they live. Amen. So we have an opportunity. That's why Maury, little Maury, who likes to come in my office and wear my Georgia Bulldog helmet. I said Georgia Bulldog helmet. It's red. It ain't orange. Amen. Johnny Manning, you need to get right on that thing, brother. Amen. Them little boys, they love to come in my office. They love to get candy. And they love, hey, you say that ain't a big thing. It is to them. And we got an opportunity today. Hey, listen, we're going to the park in a few minutes. I want you to get out of your little cliques. Amen. Don't sit around and shoot the bull with your buddies. Let's go play with some kids. Amen. You say, that's not spiritual. Yes, it is. It's very spiritual. I get the picture of the Lord in my mind. I remember when I was a little boy. Y'all remember the Bibles that had pictures in them? Y'all remember those? I remember having one of those when I was a little kid. And in this passage of Scripture right here, there was one of those color pages. And it had the Lord Jesus sitting in the middle of the road in a white robe, and he was surrounded by little kids. Y'all remember that? And they were just climbing all over him. That's what I see. You know what he did? He just loved them. He just loved them. People ask me everywhere I go, how do you build a bus ministry? How do you do this? I just love them. Just love them. Man, we're missing the mark. It's not enough to go get them. It's not enough to bring them in and just preach to them. Man, we need to love them. And when you love somebody, that means you have a relationship with them. Amen. You know what these kids want? They want a friend. They want a friend. Man, the Lord melted my heart when I got out of my truck this morning and was met by kids. I got fist bumps and high fives and hugs. And I thought, man, what an opportunity the Lord has given me today to give back a little bit of what has been given to me. Amen. So I just want to challenge you. Go out there with us today. Eat some barbecue. Enjoy yourself. Play some ball. But let's love on them kids a little bit today. Amen. Let's love on them. Not just the bus kids, our kids, all of them. Yeah. We get an opportunity today to love them. But not only that, we get an opportunity to lead them. If all we do is love them, that's great, but it's not enough. There's got to be a motivating factor behind that love and behind that affection, and that is leadership. We need to be pointing these children in a direction. We need to be pointing our children in a direction. In our country, we have lost a generation. Amen. We need to be leading them in a direction. Long are the days, long gone are the days when you hear words like, yes, ma'am. Am I all right? Thank you. Please. Just basic manners, man. Hey, the Bible comes too. We're going to get that in there. Yeah. But we get an opportunity to teach these kids and to build in them some character. Yeah. We get an opportunity to lead them to the very reason we put the gas in the bus in the first place, and that's to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Listen, we can take them to the park. We can take them to the skating rink. We can have water balloon battles. We can have the roundup day with the horses and the cowboy stuff out here. We can do all those things. But if those kids die and go to hell, man, we've missed it. That's the main thing. We've got to preach to them Jesus. We can take them Six Flags every week. If we did that and it didn't cost them nothing, we'd have 1,000 kids out here every week. Amen. And if we can afford that, I'm for it. Somebody said, you're bribing kids to come to church. Call it what you want. I'll get them here any way I can. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, well, if you get them in with bubble gum, you got to keep them with a hot dog. Stick it in your ear, man. I don't care what you think. Hey, it works. Done had one saved here this morning. I ain't got time for your junk. Amen. We ain't playing that game. Amen. Our main goal is that these children have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We get an opportunity to love them. And boy, we do. We do. I was standing in the hallway this morning. This is where God started really working on my heart. And tomorrow, Tamara's one of our bus children. She's been coming here since she was 2 years old. She's graduating high school and going to college. She stood right there a couple weeks ago on Pastor Appreciation Day and gave a testimony. She said, if it wasn't for this church, she said, I probably wouldn't even be graduating high school. She said, I'd probably be in jail with some of my friends. I forgot what all she said. But boy, she gave credit to what the Lord's done in her life to this place. She's standing in the hall back there fighting and fussing with one of the Latour girls. They were playing. They were slapping at one another and playing. I thought, man. It's family. That little girl has outlasted 3 bus captains. Are you listening? What's been going on through all these years has been leadership. Teaching her there's another way. There's a better way than drugs. There's a better way than adultery. And there's a better way than all this wickedness that's out there in the world. Hey, there's a better song than what Snoop Dogg's got to tell. Hey, there's a better message than what the government's got to tell. I'm telling you, we get the opportunity to lead them. Thank God for it. Amen. You say, I don't like the bus ministry. You're in the wrong place. It'll never stop here. You say, well, what about when you're dead and gone? I got some coming behind me who feels just like I do. Amen. When I'm dead and gone, you try to stop these buses, my boy will whoop you. Amen. That's just all he has took. Amen. It'll never, ever stop. As long as we keep our focus right. As long as we keep our motives right. Somebody said, you just want to have big numbers in Sunday school. I don't count. Amen. Levi does. I'm not about numbers. Amen. There's some, I wish it wasn't on the radio. There's a group out in Texas. They call me every year, and they want to know how many we baptized and how many we had saved. And how, I don't play that game. It's a competition to them. It's not a competition to me. It's a way of life. Amen. To make a difference in the life of a child. I said, if I went over 10 minutes? I said, we get the opportunity to love them and we get the opportunity to lead them. Alyssa, last Sunday in Sunday school, for the first time in her life, she got to take a little young lady by the hand. How old? 14 years old? And kneel down with her and take her Bible and show her how to be saved the Bible way and lead her to Christ. Was that a good day? It's a good day, wasn't it? You know what that was? That was God giving you an opportunity to lead someone else to what you already know. What good is keeping what you know and keeping it to yourself? Man, you got to share it with somebody else. We get an opportunity to love them. We get an opportunity to lead them. Now listen to me carefully, and I'm done. We get an opportunity to make a lasting effect on their lives. I want to show you something this morning. Brother Clint, where's he at? He's out yonder, isn't he? Brother Randy, why don't you stand up? Mandy, why don't you stand up? Is there any others that rode my mama's bus to church? Johnny, you came some, didn't you? Stand up right there. Christy? Is there any other? Charlie?
Long time ago.
Are y'all listening? Hey, there are many others that are here today. They're just out yonder working. They got brought to church on the bus, but now they're working on the bus. These are adults that are serving God with their lives. But it all started on not one of them buses, but it all, y'all can sit down, thank y'all. But it all started on a bus route. What are you saying? I'm saying it works. It's lasting. Every one of these that stood, when they got to be teenagers, they got out for a while. They lost them. But look, they came back. They came back. If I could even count the times that I've had an adult walk in those doors and go, you remember me? You remember me? How many times at Walmart somebody stopped me and said, hey, you remember me? I rode one of your buses to church. I just want you to know we're not in your church, but we're going to church somewhere else and we're serving God. Hey, I'm here to tell you, it works. Man, you get Jesus in their heart. Hey, that's a lasting thing. Some of them will go astray because we only have them for a couple of hours a week and they live in a handful of hell the rest of the week. But one day when trouble comes, when they're grown, they're going to remember a sermon. They're going to remember a face. They're going to remember a hug. They're going to remember a fist bump or a high five. They're going to remember somebody who loved them and led them to Christ. It lasts. I stepped on a bus for the first time when I was 4 years old and rode to church. It lasts. I'm 48. I'm still coming every week. Amen. It works. Let's take this opportunity we have today and let's go have a good time. I know it wasn't much of a message, man. That's what God told me to do. I'm just saying we're in this thing for the long haul. We ain't quitting anytime soon. It's not even a thought in our mind. As long as the Lord allows, we're going to go get them babies and we're going to bring them to church and we're going to love them and we're going to lead them. Somebody's out there, well, they're probably done already. They're at the park waiting on us. But somebody told them how to be saved today. Well, that's our job. Man, if we can get Jesus in their heart, but then care for them after we get him in their heart. We got to continue to love them. How many of you know tomorrow? Won't you give her a hug out there today? Tell her you love her. Tell her you appreciate her. Hey, we went through some rough patches while she was growing up. Oh, I mean rough patches. Discipline. I mean, boy, she caused a ruckus, man. But you know what we did? We just kept loving her. And we kept bringing her. And man, she's a blessing. She'll bless your heart. They all will. Let's take some time out there today and love on them a little bit. Lead them. And let's watch them last. That's what I'm interested in. I'd like to see them become leaders in this church. I'd like to see more bus captains made. Amen. I'd like to see more preachers called out of that group of kids. Preachers' wives. Amen. Brother Todd, y'all come. What an opportunity. What an opportunity we've got. The Lord could have sent them kids anywhere. Fullerville's got a bus ministry. White Oak's got a bus ministry. Kingsway's got a bus ministry. All great churches. Every one of them. Every one of them. Good churches. Bible believing, fundamental, good churches. Kingsway runs buses everywhere. They probably go to Alabama and Tennessee. I don't know. I'm serious. They do. They go everywhere. God could have sent them kids anywhere, but they're here. They're here. And it's not our chore. It's our privilege that we get to be a part of that. So let's enjoy them today. Let's stand to our feet. I don't really know how to give the invitation. But I'm here to tell you, if you're not saved, you don't know for sure you're going to heaven when you die. Why don't you get on this altar and let somebody help you this morning? If you haven't got a burden like you ought to have, you ought to get on this altar this morning and ask God to help you. Amen. Let's mind the Lord. Y'all go ahead and sing, kids.